Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, you have to distract yourself from the poop. I always did. I would like to guess what they ate. You can find things in there. I find poop fascinating. You don't want to see your grandmother's circle jerky.
There's kids now who see their grandma on porn. There's grandma porn.
Not today, pal!
Some people would introduce our guest as Hollywood royalty, but to me, he is the Christopher Columbus of my people, which are the germaphobes, the OCD.
Thank you.
These people, I just want to thank you for everything you've done.
Thank you. Oh, well, that's really sweet of you.
For us.
Lead with mental health.
Yeah. It's.
I'm the Christopher Columbus of mental health?
Yeah, I feel like you were the first one.
I discovered neurosis and
you put
OCD.
It on the map.
I feel like you went
so
out there.
So the Nina, the Pinta, and the sanitizer.
Oh,
yes.
Me.
Wow. Very good.
What I did there?
Yeah. I love it.
I made history and a pun.
Wow.
All in one. Yeah. That's why I'm royalty. That's
you're
why
so much you're more you. Than just the OCD. And
I am more. And I'm Canadian.
That's what we were talking about earlier. Do you think germaphobe eventually will get a new name that'll be changed into where they won't use germaphobe anymore?
Like a more technical name?
It'll get woke.
There is a technical name.
What is it?
Misophobia.
Misophobia.
Yes, but I think eventually it'll just be known as Howie. Because, tissue is not Kleenex. You think Kleenex is just a brand name.
I'm not sold on that one. When people, like, I think people say Uber for taxi and this. I've never.
They don't say Uber for taxi.
Oh, for sure.
Call
when someone
me
says, I'm going to get an Uber.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm going to Uber there instead of.
And they don't get Uber?
It's a verb now.
Yeah, I'm saying that I don't think people, I don't know anyone who uses clean, maybe that's a Canadian thing. I don't know people who use Kleenex
like, hand
for
me a
tissue.
Kleenex?
Yeah, like someone's like, get me a Kleenex. I don't know that one, but I hear people suggest that that's true.
You've never said I need a Kleenex?
Ever.
Does anybody have a Kleenex?
No, never.
You've never heard that?
Of course I've heard that, but
he hasn't.
You just said it, so I've heard
But you're
heard
a germaphobe.
It.
You're locked alone. You're not with people.
You're right.
See, that's
right,
the
Jamie?
Point.
This
is, if yeah, you were yeah, out yeah, here in exactly the germ true. World, you'd probably need a Kleenex to touch yeah. things.
Rob probably lives your dream life, to be quite honest.
Why?
I Rob? Barely leave my home, yeah.
Either do I.
Yeah, oh,
I
really?
No, and it seems like I'm out there because I'm on television and I'm on podcasts, but I'm a hermit. I live in the fetal position in my room wherever I am unless I come out to regale you with stories.
Right.
But do you love being home, or is it like a torture? Really, I want to go out, but I'm stuck here.
I spend my life trying not to be tortured, because my resting face or my resting being is tortured. Mm-hmm. So I spend my life not to be tortured.
What age did it start being where your resting being was tortured, or was that always?
I don't remember not being tortured. I'm actually better now than I ever was, but I'm medicated. And I see therapists, and I have coping skills.
Care to share what some of them are?
Yes.
I would love to hear.
The biggest one is distraction. So I stay busy as possible. I'm doing, at my age, to be doing all the things that I'm doing as frequently as I do them is by choice. And I'm lucky that people will give me the opportunity. I'm lucky that people like you say, okay, you can show up. And then when I'm doing that, then it distracts me from my own inner mind. Unless you show up someplace and they want to talk about it. No, I'm okay.
Oh, really?
That.
You don't want to talk about
no,
it?
No, I'm okay talking about it. I just think the worst thing for me, the scariest time for me is quiet. I just don't like quiet time. And I don't mean quiet as in sound. I just mean nothing to do.
Yep.
If even though I do spend time in my room, I will spend time in my room. I'm addicted to social media and fear of missing out and wanting to do it. And I'm on every platform just trying to sponge up whatever is going on anywhere that I have nothing to do with, that I don't even understand. That isn't even my culture or my language. I just don't want to miss anything.
That's interesting because I went the opposite way. I'm not on any social media. I don't want to know anything that's going on. I've just...
How do you cope then? Are you medicated?
No, you know, lately I've been thinking more and more that my real problem is I have ADHD and I was never diagnosed.
I have that too.
Yeah.
I have almost the whole alphabet. I would like to buy a vowel. Yeah. I do. I have ADHD.
You'd like to buy some E.
Yeah.
I have that too. You know, I was never diagnosed. I come from, you know, two generation past you. Nobody diagnosed me. So I got thrown out of school. I didn't have any friends. You know, I'm lucky that I got a career. Everything that I've ever was, and I've said this many times, everything I was ever punished for, expelled for, hit for, is what I seem to get paid for today.
Wow.
So yeah. I found, you know, I feel like one of the luckiest people in the world that this is a job. I say that, and you're not paying me for this, right?
So it's zero.
So this is a volunteer.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to touch the money
anyway. This is charity,
actually.
Charity. But that's what I do in my spare time.
You're doing the good deed.
The way I coped for a long time was drugs, alcohol, you know.
I did too.
17 years, I was just high or drunk every day, pretty much.
Not that long for me, but yes. I'm sober right now. So yes, I agree. But now I have... prescribed medications.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
And you feel that those ease anxieties and the thoughts, because I'm like you, where if there's not much to do is when I'm my worst.
I don't know that an idle mind is good for anybody. I think that we need to stay busy because we have to get out of our own way. And whether you're talking about mental health or not, I think the biggest problem that people have anywhere is thinking. I don't think we need to think. I think, like Nike says, we just need to do. No, just do it, but don't think about it. And I think that if you trust your instincts and your gut and you just do it, then a lot of times, even if it fucks up, there's nothing wrong with fucking up. And as somebody who's my age and has fucked up a lot more times than you've even been alive, then I've learned. Those are just learning, you know, no pain, no gain.
Yeah.
But the opportunities missed out on because of my thought process and anybody's thought process in overthinking something and kind of, you know, creating scenarios that probably will never happen, makes you not and do things. And that creates a shoulda, woulda, coulda. And life is too short for shoulda, coulda, woulda. Just do it.
That's what my dad says. Didn't I told you that recently, right?
Really?
My dad, what he said to me my entire life is always limit your shoulda, woulda, couldas, Jamie. It's like the advice he's forever given.
I love your dad.
Yeah.
See, I agree with what you said. And that's why sometimes I push myself to do things, but then almost 100% of the time when I get to the thing, I'm sitting there going, why am I not home on my couch?
But that's also thinking. So that's why the distraction, when I get there and I do it and I'm distracted, then I don't let my mind go there. I mean, there's a million, I think even in this moment, if we talk about it, I'd be a lot more comfortable rolled up at home than sitting here with two people I don't really know. I like you. I'm not knocking you, but I don't know what you've touched or who you've been with or what's breathing out of you. But the truth of the matter is I'm doing this and this is good. As much as it's maybe helpful and I could promote something and I can talk to people that know nothing about me and don't even know who I am. More importantly, I'm away from me.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. Totally. Well, speaking of doing, you've done so much in your career, right? You've been a movie star, a TV star.
Done a movie. I've been on TV.
But those count.
But I'm not a movie star.
Okay,
I'm not a
so
TV
you've
star.
Done a movie, a personal favorite of mine. I loved Walk Like a Man.
You really did?
Oh my God.
You're the
it
one.
Was like a kid favorite
You're
of
the
mine.
One.
I loved it. You hosted game show, podcast. Is there anything you haven't done that you want to do still?
That's exactly what I want to do.
What?
Something I haven't done.
Do you know what that is yet?
No, but when it presents itself in front of me, I'll do it. I always say yes. I always, unless
really?
It's physically impossible. Yes.
What would be physically impossible? You seem like an in-shape guy.
But when somebody calls me and says, we're doing this, do you want to come over and do it? I go, okay. And then I have people around me and go, you shouldn't. But I will always say yes, because if you say no, this is the shoulda, coulda, woulda. Again, no is the first two letters. N-O is the first two letters, and nothing. Nothing will come from no. But yes, at least I'll learn what mistakes are.
Mm-hmm.
So that I want to do something that I haven't done. You know, the latest thing that I've done and doing is my podcast.
Yeah.
And I do a podcast with my daughter. It's called Howie Mandel Does Stuff. Wherever you get podcasts, there's a new one out every Tuesday. It's a joy. I never did a podcast. If somebody asked me, do you want to do a podcast? I probably would have said no. I would have said yes. I just contradicted myself, didn't I? But it wasn't something that I wanted to do. It's just something that, you know, my son built a studio in my office. My daughter said she wanted to do it. And I went, okay, I don't know what, but it's fun. Do you enjoy this?
I do. Well, mainly because I get to be with one of my best friends all the time.
Are you two a couple? I don't know a lot about you.
No. We were co-stars in a television show as late teens, for 10 years, and then have continued our close friendship. We have a unique chemistry, and sort of that's what this show is about.
Were you ever a couple, even when you were working together?
Never.
Not even flirted. Like, we would go out to clubs and parties, and never. It was always like very. We played brother and sister.
We feel like brother and sister.
You live that instead of. You live like brother and sister, but that
kind
doesn't
of,
mean,
but
and like everybody on the show was always like, well, the kids are here, the kids. So we were always kind of
grouped together.
Brother and sister on the show. We're brother and sister everywhere we went. So it was like we were always brother and sister. And it always felt that way. It never felt like, you know, and also I was 12 and she was 16. So there's like when we first met, there's that weird.
Wow. 4 years is a big age gap time.
Like when you're 12, you know, or when you're 16, you're not looking at 12 year olds that way. And when you're 12, you're like, oh no, there's, you know, it's just like a whole other world, you know? It's like she
world.
Was almost an adult to me. Yeah, when
at
I was 12.
16.
Yeah.
But you remain friends. That's really nice.
Yes. Yes. We've remained really close.
I want to hit you with a couple of things that bother me when I'm dating. And I want to know where you see them from 1 to 10.
It's not pissing corn after a date.
No, I don't mind that.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fine. It's so something that's really is a problem in almost all my relationships is the phone in the bed. When I go to lay down and the girl I'm dating has her phone in the bed, and like I say, I'm like, hey, listen, I'm crazy. Like, you know, that's the way I did. I go, I'm crazy. It bothers me. I go, can you try it? And they're like, oh, of course, yeah, sorry. And then, of course, the next day, and because they're used to putting their phone in the bed.
Right.
And I find the phone to be so disgusting, and I want my bed to be very clean, wonderful place. Give me some advice. I also want to know from 1 to 10. Ass pods?
Yeah, instead of ear pods. Ass pods. That way she was called.
She probably put her fucking phone in my ass pod.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm getting a call. Woohoo! I don't know. You know, what's your advice? What's my advice to you?
Or even would something like
that
bother
you? Are
you
talking about the germs?
100%.
I wasn't even thinking of the germs.
Oh, it's 100%.
I mean, how exciting are you if you bring a woman to bed and she brings her phone?
I'm talking about...
How about a little scroll and roll?
There are women who lay in bed at night on their phone. And then
not
they take
on
the
a
phone.
Date.
I'm not talking about a date. I'm saying I'm dating someone for months and they're, you know, in their bed. Or sometimes I just... You show up at their place. You show up at my place. And the phone is on the bed because they were in the bed on their phone. The germs from the phone in the bed really bother me. But I can't... what are you supposed to do? Like, I can't.
I don't think about the germs on the phone. The germs on the phone would be the same as the germs on her body. Like, where did she put her phone that she
wasn't?
Oh,
no. People, you know, they do swabs on phones and they're like, phones
don't
are
bother me
most...
with this. Don't tell me what's the phone is bad.
You just asked me, I think.
A lot of germs on phones.
Phones are disgusting.
Well, because they're, if you place them in.
People go to the gym,
like,
they put the
phone
on his
thing.
Fucking bed.
And that's what I'm saying. It comes back to my bed. And I'm like, you were in the gym 3 hours ago with your phone in the cup holder or on the floor on a mat, and now it's in my bed.
Can I give you an example? Can I give you an idea?
Please.
Those little
ass pods?
No, that's for taking calls.
Oh.
But what about those little sandwich bags? Those little.
Ziploc.
Clear sandwich bag. You go, before you come in the bed, just drop it in here, zip it up. There you go. You can see it. It's there, and it doesn't touch the sheets. You should have sandwich Ziploc bags on your nightstand if you're single.
Listen, I like that, but the problem then becomes if they don't remember that I don't like the phone in the bed, they don't remember to put it in the bag. You know what I mean?
Are you dating somebody right now?
Right now I'm not because of my many issues. Yeah. My many, many
issues. Is there
issues.
A woman on another podcast going, this fucking idiot wouldn't let me bring my phone into bed?
Oh, yeah. But yeah, for sure. Yeah. No, but that's the thing. I don't not let somebody do it. I just, after like 3 weeks of dating, if they can never do it, I just go, I can't do this anymore. And then I'm gone, you know, instead of trying to be like, can't you please? I don't want to make it her problem.
Well, how do you know they're not on, like they could, you don't, there might be a reason for it. Maybe they're on probation and they have to be, you know, they're being tracked.
But I've dated girls on probation who don't do the phone in the bed. They're fine with it.
And you're okay with the ankle bracelet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because we do the alcohol wipes before she gets in.
And he doesn't like to leave the house anyway.
Yeah,
and you don't
great.
Do the alcohol wipes on her phone before you even go to bed?
She won't. You know, I also don't. The phone.
You
is,
have a woman that'll go to bed with you but won't let you wipe her phone?
Here's the problem. The phone is up by the head. The ankle bracelet's down by the feet.
I'm
so it doesn't bother me as much.
I'm talking about, I have no problem telling anybody I'm a germaphobe. But if you say you're a germaphobe, can't you say, can't I swab or wipe your phone?
Yes, but then it becomes the living the life where I don't want to be watching her every hour and every minute of every day.
No, just
when
before
she's
bed.
Walking.
It's a thing.
But it's not a before bed. Like, people like to go and just walk into the bed and put the phone. Like, people like to be in the bed even when it's not
bedtime.
You
sleep in a
sometimes.
Fucking phone case? Why do they
Listen,
always go
I,
in there before
I,
and put their
boy
phone?
In a bubble.
I live in a one bedroom, dude. I don't live in a mansion. Half the fucking apartment is the bed.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're really charming the ladies. I can hear the ladies listening right now.
Bro, that's why I'm single, man. And a ton of reasons. It's terrible. Okay, what about when a girl asks me, like, oh, we should go bowling. My friends are going bowling. And I'm like, I don't want to fucking put the shoes on. I don't want to put my fingers in the fucking holes. And then I'm a downer. I'm a fucking downer.
You don't have bowling gloves?
I need bowling gloves. And what about the feet? I need to have my own fucking bowling shoes for the one time a year I go bowling, right?
I have my own bowling shoes.
Do you like
bowling?
To bowl?
No. But what if somebody wanted me to? I'm not going to rent.
You're prepared.
Like, we're supposed to believe that the guy did the sprays.
Oh,
that whatever.
That is the biggest crock of shit.
I get the shoes and never put them on.
Why?
Because I don't want to wear them.
No, why? I get that part.
Because I'm following the rules.
I love that you thought I was confused by why you didn't put them on. I'm confused by why you get them. If you're not going
for
to put
the
them
process,
on.
For they can mark like, off that the girl in lane 13 got her shoes. I don't know if there's like a checking process.
Wow, you have a different neurosis. You're afraid of
I'm
people thinking,
yeah.
thinking the girl on lane 13 didn't get shoes.
Big time.
Rather than the girl on lane 13, the girl on lane 13 got shoes but doesn't put them on.
I don't care if they know I don't put them on, but I just, you know. I don't, because I don't think they're going to come around to check, but I'll just get them out of a formality because I think that comes with like.
Very formal. When you think of bowling, you think of sticking to the formalities. You think
yeah.
of the strict culture of bowling and you don't want to break a rule.
I didn't. Well, because you pay for the lane and you have to buy
the
$2 shoes. I don't. Wow. I'm pretty good.
The first time I really felt like I understood Jamie, we were talking about one of our friends and I was like, oh, well, I remember meeting them. And I wasn't sure if I liked them at first. And Jamie was like, her eyes shot open. And she's like, oh my God. She's like, when I meet people, all I'm worried about is them liking me.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, I don't even think about, do I like somebody? I just hope they like me. And I'm mm-hmm. like, wow, I've never had that thought.
Yeah.
This is amazing.
I wish I could be more like him.
So my view of from where I stand, I know who you are, but I don't know you guys. Mm-hmm. But as we sat down, you kind of captured the beginning of this as like, I'm fucked up and Howie helped me, you know, like I not help me, but you know, I have mental health. I love that. I have problems. I'm single. I can't find somebody who won't put their filthy, shitty phone in my bed. And then slowly but surely the wave of neurosis comes to this side
mm-hmm.
where you take shoes for no reason at all.
Mm-hmm.
You're very concerned about what others think mm-hmm. more than what is right to do. This is like a wave of, this is like a group session where we're going around. It's a meeting. It's like an intervention.
This is our podcast. It's not today, pal. We pass the baton back and forth of just being.
Who you are.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
Flawed.
Heavily flawed humans.
We are all flawed.
And I find that. Is what's interesting to talk about. You know what I mean? I feel like the...
Do you know a perfect person?
No, but I feel like the Tonight Show vibe of like, oh my God, tell us the amazing, like that. I feel like that's kind of like a 20 year ago thing where it's like, you're going to come out, I'm going to make you look really good, and we're going to look really good, and everything's going to look perfect. We want it to be perfect.
Yeah.
Where I feel like I love podcasts because that's not what it is. You know, I feel like you see the imperfections, you hear about these people, you get
I'm open about it and I have no problem talking about it. In fact, I think it's important to talk about it because it removes the stigma. As somebody who comes from my generation and my age, people didn't talk about it, didn't talk about mental health. I didn't. And even when I ended up going to get help, which was in my late 40s, when I ended up getting help, I didn't share that with anybody. I blurted it out on a radio show by accident. And I was devastated that people knew.
You were. Wow. Well, yeah. I mean, I can think of my parents, not my dad so much, but my mom.
How old's your dad?
76.
Okay.
I think my mom in particular would always say, like, never let him see you sweat. Don't let anybody know you have a problem. You know, always be perfect. That was just, and
so
because
weird.
She was.
We have so many similarities. I'll never forget the day my dad. My dad had this. He was a member of this club, like a golf club and stuff. And he took me on a Sunday, and he took me to the sauna. His friends used to on Sundays take a sauna, and he took me to the sauna. He sat me in the sauna, and I'll never forget. He looked at me and he said, "Never let them see a sweat."
Wow, what a challenge!
You reminded me of that.
We do.
It's a core memory right there.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We do something else on this podcast called Memory Lane, where because we've been friends for like 25 years or whatever, the boys pick a photo of us on, they Google a photo.
Wait, how
of
old
us.
Are you?
I'm 38.
Oh, wow. Same age as my kid. One of my kids.
Yeah. So we've been friends for 26, going on
27. You're in
27.
Your 40s?
I'm 42.
You don't look it. Wow.
Oh, thanks.
Thought you were dealing with a bunch of fucking kids here, huh?
I thought you were kids.
Yeah.
Oh. No.
I got a little gray. I got a little gray in the beard.
I have a little gone.
No, it looks great.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, you do it. You do it well. Is that that's a every day, every morning shave?
No.
No?
No.
You don't have to shave the sides?
I use Nair.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Love Nair.
And is that so?
Love it.
When you're in a hotel, are you wiping your hair on like the hotel towels and tossing them? But where does this go?
What does that mean?
I've never used hair. I've never used Nair.
Nair.
Yeah. What's the process there?
I'm not using Nair. I shave. Nair is.
I thought you might. My grandma used Nair.
Nair is.
Your grandma?
My grandma used Nair on her arms.
You can open a bottle
really?
Of Nair and
yeah.
smell.
Why do you know that?
Because she always had the Nair and everyone made fun of her.
So you have a hairy, like your grandmother has hairy arms and then
she never did.
Because she creamed it off. But you asked your grandmother, Grandma, where did the hair go? And she explained, I'm fascinated not that she Naired her arms, not that she's even from whatever culture women of that age have hair on their arms, but I'm fascinated that the fact that her grandson knows the process in his grandmother's hair removal.
Well, again, Howie, you're living in mansions. People like me, I grew up in a one bedroom with many people.
Oh, so
and
she used to come
stuff,
over, is right there.
All your stuff is with each other.
Is that the only limbs that she removed hair from?
That I know of. I know it was a big thing for her arms, but she probably used it on her whole body. R.I.P. Rest in peace. But she probably used it on her, maybe
extremely
on her whole body.
Extremely effective.
Yeah.
Really? Well, she was older. She didn't use it on her whole body.
I don't know. She wasn't that old. I was a young, you know, I was. You know,
did
she
have
probably
a landing strip?
I don't know. I never.
Why do you say I don't know I with disappointment? Looked. Like, why are you disappointed?
Because I feel like I'm disappointing you not knowing the answer.
Well, how disappointed am I not knowing what your grandmother's vagina looks like?
Well, I've been alive for 38 years. No one ever asked me if my grandma had a landing strip, so I thought.
You brought up the fact that your grandmother was removing hair.
From her arms.
Well, it doesn't just stop there. I speaking of landing strips, one of the biggest joys in my career. I did a show called Deal or No Deal.
Of course.
And in that show, I at that time I had
Flavor
Soul
Saver?
Patch.
Soul Patch.
Soul Patch.
Flavor Saver. Soul Patch or Flavor Saver. But the show was so successful that I got mailed to me menus from like ladies' places. What do you call the place?
Whorehouses?
No. Waxing places? Yeah, yeah, or like laser removal places or whatever?
Yeah. And they showed me, they put me on them. So you can get the landing strip, you can get a Brazilian, or you can get a Howie Mandel.
On your vagina?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So they had the little like that, which I was so honored. I think that's a bigger honor than a star on the Walk of Fame. But what was the weird part was my son was also old enough to be dating, and that's not where you want to
awkward
papa. You know, you don't want
to. Yeah, you like it? It's a Howie Mandel. Oh.
You don't want to kiss your dad on the lips. Yeah. If you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
What I was trying to say earlier, we do that thing called memory lane. We show that photo, whatever. Right. So I had them pull a photo of you.
Oh.
And I would love for you.
You didn't know this was going to happen?
No, I had a question, but you can. We'll do it.
It's little monsters.
Come on.
That's
little monsters.
That's me on the right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's me on the right.
I need to show my kids this movie. They're going to love it.
This was a hell for me.
It was?
Hell.
Well, we're bringing a lot of hell up for you here.
I'll tell you why.
I apologize.
No, but I'm wrapped in rubber, and so you know, nowadays
sounds like your dream.
I felt like such a dick.
You did?
Mm.
See what I did there?
I got it.
Oh, because you were wrapped in rubber.
Yeah,
Jamie,
because I called you Jamie, so he probably
Be confusing.
Just a little nickname, Jamie.
I thought I was wrong.
No, you can call me Jamie.
I didn't know. I didn't understand what he was doing, and I tried to. You confused me earlier, but anyway, the point is, this is in North Carolina, in August. It's 110 degrees. The humidity is crazy. I spend 5 hours getting there at 4 a.m, and they wrap me in this. Nowadays, people who do like the Marvel movies and things like that, or costumes, there's hoses and water and everything. They didn't have that technology then.
Yeah, for sure.
So, and this, like this area, which was supposed to be under the bed, was an abandoned warehouse. There's no air conditioning. It was laden with asbestos. I passed out 4 times and got taken to the hospital a lot during this movie.
See, actors love to talk about how difficult our job is, but you went
to
the hospital.
No,
that's legit.
After this movie, I said, I don't want to do any more movies. I was away for 4 months. Everything hurt. It takes so long to do things. I didn't do any more movies. I got offered more movies. I did not do them.
Wow.
I was doing a movie every time I took a break. I was on a show called St. Elsewhere for 6 years. And then I was doing that at the time of this. Well, no, this came out in 89. So I had just finished that. But I didn't want to do. I was okay with TV. I didn't like film. I didn't like going on location and being gone for 3 months and being wrapped in rubber. Yay me.
See, I love film. I hate TV, because with film, you know what you could read the beginning and the end. With the TV, you never know what's coming fucking next week, next month. You know what I mean? It's like the unpredictable.
You really like. So I don't like the idea of you go in and you say, in a lot of times in film, you film like one page in 5 hours and it's not in chronological order, right? And you go, no. I don't want to cut. And then they say, go into your trailer, and you're in your trailer trying to figure out what you didn't want to.
You're like my manager, what time? Maybe he's doing a part a right
scene.
Now.
Yeah. I didn't like movies. I did a lot of them. I didn't like them.
See, I forget it was like my aunt's house or something for like a week or 2 weeks or whatever. And they only had like adult movies. Like, you know, I don't know, like Basic Instinct.
Wait. But, oh, adult. So when you say adult movies,
when he was a
movies
kid.
For adults.
I thought
porn. No,
like
no.
Your aunt's house is showing you porn.
Yeah, no. It was porn of my grandma. She did have a landing strip.
That's why she was narrating.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. I didn't want to say it because I was embarrassed, but she did. So I saw.
The truth of the matter is, a lot of women in porn will eventually age out. Have porn and get married and have a kid, and that kid will have a kid. They'll be a grandparent, and then somebody's grandchild could see their grandmother in porn.
100%.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
But there's also
you don't want to see your grandmother circle jerking.
There's kids now who see their grandma in porn. There's grandma porn. You don't have to wait until two generations from now. There's grandma porn now.
Do you watch that?
No, but it's up there. You know, when you go on the porn site, it all pops up. And sometimes instead of MILF, it says GILF. No, I don't. I would have no problem telling you. I'm not ashamed of any of the wonderful things I do. But watching grandma porn is not my thing. I'm not into old women or young. Like, I don't even like the 18, 20. I'm like, I like that middle, I like that sweet spot of, you know, whatever that is, 30, where I don't have to think about it. I don't have to go, oh, that person's older. Oh, that person looks too young. You know what I mean?
Nope.
Respectable. No.
Well,
no.
My.
That was the end of reminishing?
No. I'm trying to.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Go ahead.
So we went to my aunt's place or whatever, and the only movie she had that was okay for kids was Little Monsters. And so I watched it every single night for a week or two, sometimes twice a night. It became like my favorite movie.
Wow.
And what I wanted to ask you is, when you're filming that, do you go, because people always ask us with Sopranos, like, did you know it was going to be a hit when you were on it? And it's like, when you were filming this, are you going like, this is going to be good? Or are you like, it's a bunch of fucking monsters?
No, he's trying to survive.
We look weird. Yeah,
he's right. Trying to come out of it alive.
Did you know Sopranos was a hit? Like, it was a hit right away, wasn't it?
Right. Yeah. But yeah, but like, they say like, when you were filming the first season, did you know? And it was like, no, we didn't really. Whatever. But no. Like, once it came out, there wasn't like that, like, you know, Seinfeld thing where it's like the first season, it was rough.
No.
This, right away, Sopranos. Yeah, it got a good, people liked it right away.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize you were only 12.
Yeah, I was 12 when the show started, and she was 16.
Wow.
It was 1996 when we started filming
We shot
it,
the
right?
pilot. Or we 97, shot the pilot. We shot the pilot. I think it started airing in 99. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a fan.
Thanks. Well, thank you for being such a wonderful part of mine and Amy's childhood.
Well, thank you for being such a great part of my aging.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Well, I watched the show, but I was in my 50s then. So
you look fantastic.
You do. Well, you do. You do look very good.
I'm tall for my age.
Yeah, I can tell.
That helps.
You deserve it.
And then Deal or No Deal was like that too. When I gave people Deal or No Deal is coming
change
back.
Change your lives with my.
I'm not hosting.
Oh, then I'm not watching.
No, I'm executive producer.
Okay, then I'm watching.
Okay, it's Deal or No Deal Island. So the people are at the equator. And they're trying to, and they find the cases through snakes. And,
oh my god!
Like Survivor, and then with all the cases.
Am I being fooled right now?
No, it's real. It's real. This is after AGT, like after the finale.
Oh, okay.
Of the new AGT.
Great.
I leave from here, AGT. And I go up to Canada, and I'm shooting Canada's Got Talent.
Oh,
that's
wow!
Where I go from here today.
Well, thank you for sitting with us.
Yeah,
thank you so much.
In your very busy time. We really appreciate it.
Hope you had a good time.
I had an amazing time. You guys are really good at what you do. I've watched it. You're really good actors, too.
Thank you.
Are you still pursuing acting at all?
I am.
I hate it.
Yeah, he hates it.
Really?
I hate it. Yeah, I hate the, like, weird, because you know what it is? Like,
you just told me how much you loved it when I said I want to do movies, and you said I like it because you can read the scripts. And
no,
you know
I'm saying I hate television compared to film. I'd rather do film because you know what you have to
do
getting into it.
Are you going after film?
I hate all of it. No, I don't.
I don't understand what you're saying.
I don't. Well, if I had to choose, I was just saying it's interesting that I don't like television, but I like the fact that in movies you get to, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I hope that all of you, both of you, get whatever it is.
Thank you.
I hope you get a woman without a phone.
Thank you.
I hope your kids and your family are healthy and happy and your career thrives and you get all the film and television you want. And thank you so much for having me on.
I hope you get to do more stuff that you've never done. And where do people follow you on Twitter? And you're addicted to all Instagram.
TikTok.
What are you the most addicted to? TikTok?
No, I'm just everything. I'm on everything. Yeah. I'm on everything.
And
Kick,
how,
Twitch,
at Howie Mandel?
At Howie Mandel. HowieMandel.com if you want to find out where I am, what I do. My podcast is Howie Mandel Does Stuff. And that's a great closing.
Or one last thing, we do have questions in this cup if you want to grab one.
Okay.
And then,
you know how many times you said one last thing?
I don't know. I think once. I think I was trying to. I was trying
no,
to
I don't mean. I don't mean today. I'm just saying in general. Do you know how many times you said?
Oh, a lot for sure.
Okay. So here it is.
What's the question?
Terrible handwriting.
Is that your handwriting?
Do you want me to translate for you?
Do you have reoccurring dreams?
Yeah, do you have any reoccurring dreams?
And what is the, and your had
What dream stopped. Have you had the most?
What is the second part of it?
Do you have reoccurring dreams, ones you've had that stopped, dreams you've had?
The most.
The most.
Yeah. So do you have reoccurring dreams? I'll translate.
Yes.
Thanks, guys. That was Howie. Would you care to share what, like, I, for instance, I have a dream that I'm flying all the time, but then oddly, sometimes it just stops, but then it comes back for 3 months at a time where I'm constantly flying. And I kind of, you forget how to fly. You're crashing towards the ground. I think a lot of people have.
Have you ever had the dream? Have you ever had the dream where you wake up, but you're in your bed, but you're not awake. You're not awake. You're in your dream. But in your dream, you wake up, you're in your bed, and the window, without anybody touching it, automatically opens, and a whole flock of birds, like white birds, doves, come into the room and fill your room, and it's beautiful, but then they just start all shitting on you. You ever had that dream?
Wow, I've never had that.
Me either. Try and find somebody who has.
It's a good one. I like it.
I don't know if it's good. I've never had it.
There's a few people who listen to this podcast. Maybe one of them have had that dream. Yeah. Yamie, you have any recurring dreams?
Why do you call her Yamie? That confused me at the beginning.
Because my Cuban grandmother can't say the J of Jamie, so my whole life she's called me Yamie.
Because I came in, I'll be honest with you, I came in thinking your name was Jamie.
And then I said Yamie, you thought it was Amy.
Then I thought, did he say Amy?
I
not know her name? And I'm going to be a really good guest. Like, I've done my homework. And Amy, I just said your name out loud. It's like, that's the problem with overthinking. Get you in trouble if you just do
always,
what you know.
Every time.
Yeah.
Every time.
But it's not in trouble. It's a great moment. It's great that you thought her name was Amy. I love it.
Yeah.
That's a great moment.
Yeah, yeah. It's a great moment.
Then you've had a shitty life.
Yeah.
If that, in your mind, is a great moment, me
I say no to
getting
everything.
The wrong name.
Yeah. I say no to everything.
Why are you here today?
Because I did say yes to Tom. I said yes to Tom and Christina when they offered us a podcast.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, listen, thank you so much. Appreciate
Yeah, this was so
you
fun.
Coming
you.
In.
Thank
and
you.
Thanks, guys. That's another epi.
That's it. That's a closer.
That's a closer. Yeah.